In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear brethren, it is obvious that our Lord prepares the mind and souls of these three apostles, Peter, James, and John, to the tragedy of his passion and death of the cross, showing them his divine glory. And he led them up on the top of a mountain. And this is our itinerary of Lent. We have to ascend to Easter. We have to stay at the foot of the cross so that we will be able to be touched by Jesus' grace and to rejoice for his resurrection on Easter Sunday. Easter Sunday, the joy of Easter, would be meaningless without the penance of Lent. Not penance for penance, penance for real inner conversion. So Lent is an ascent, but fortunately, because we are weak, we are not lonely during this ascent, especially in this month of March. We have a marvelous companion, Saint Joseph. Saint Joseph, the silent saint. And in Lent, when you are in church for the Sunday Mass, you might notice that the Mass is more silent. Even the organ is not allowed to play, but only to accompany the chant of the choir. So Lent is an invitation to silence, and Saint Joseph is also a great silent saint. The month of March is traditionally dedicated to Saint Joseph. 7 days before the Feast of the Annunciation, March 25th, exactly 9 months before Christmas, and the Annunciation, as you know, commemorates Gabriel the Archangel's visit to Mary, we meet with Saint Joseph, her spouse, on March 19th, his feast day. Descendant of David the king, Saint Joseph was a just man, as it is said by Saint Matthew in his Gospel. Saint Paul said that the just man lives by faith. We see in the prompt obedience of Saint Joseph to the angelic directions he received that he was a man of faith and humility. We know from St. Matthew's Gospel that St. Joseph was a carpenter, since Jesus is called the carpenter's son. This means that St. Joseph supported himself and his family by his work. St. Joseph was a contemplative in action. He knew that his vocation in life was to support and protect the Son of God and his Blessed Mother. He loved both of them, and he interiorly reflected on the mystery he lived with each day. His wife was the Virgin Mother, and his child was a son of the Most High. It has often been pointed out that not even a single word of Saint Joseph is recorded in the New Testament. Angels appear to him several times and he obeys them, but he does not question their directions and he does not say anything. Saint Joseph was the guardian of the Holy Family, and he was wrapped in silence. We can learn a lot about this silence. As I told you, Lent is also a time of inner silence, because we retire for 40 days with Jesus in the desert. So, from his silence, us who live in a very loud world, we learn a lot. His life was very unusual. He was destined by God and prepared by his grace to be the chaste husband of Mary and the foster father of Jesus. As such, he was the legal father of the divine Savior. Joseph was very close to God and lived in intimacy with him, since he held him in his arms. He clothed him, he fed him, he taught him the art and skill of carpentry. There is a tradition in the Catholic Church that Joseph died in the arms of Jesus and Mary, probably when Jesus was an adult and able to support his mother before he began his public life at the age of about 30 years old. Saint Joseph is therefore the greatest silent figure in the Gospel. He is also the most efficient or the best guardian of Jesus, the Redeemer. In silence, Saint Joseph adored Jesus, who, this little child, who has so radically changed his life. The Lord entrusted him with his family on earth to watch over it. What a responsibility, what a mission. Saint Joseph persevered in this mission with fidelity and love. He is a model of service to Christ, and we chose him as our protector, our tutor, our guide. He is a saint under whose powerful protection divine providence has wished to place Jesus and Mary. His holiness consists in correspondence to God's plan for him, which he, being the just man he was, would fulfill with a marvelous fidelity. He is the patron saint of a happy death, because he died with the presence of Jesus and Mary at his side. He is the patron saint of the universal Catholic Church, because just as he watched over the childhood of our Lord, so too does Saint Joseph watch over the growth of the Church. It is a mission that he carries out for each one of us, and we are blessed to have such a fatherly protector. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.